She is a member of the Lansing City Council, and we're 10 minutes early. Carol, I hope you got the coffee going already. We didn't.
Actually, I'm headed to a breakfast meeting, but I am going to take time for your call.
Oh, well, thank you very kindly. Coming up, just after we talk with you, we're going to talk with a representative from the Occupy Lansing group because the news was released yesterday that Occupy Lansing cost the city of Lansing more than $20,000, and I want you to tell us about that story.
Well, I think first and foremost, I need to make it clear that I have nothing against Occupy Lansing. I think what they're standing for and their causes are extremely important. But during these economic times, especially for the city of Lansing, I think it's important that we understand where all those dollars are going. Once you start a precedent with one group, then how do you say no to another group? And I'm not sure any of those guidelines or a template was put in place for something like that for the city. Right now, as you're aware of, we voted to put on the ballot in August the reduction of council meetings. One of the rationale for that was it would save $30,000. I have a neighborhood over at Oak Park that has a community center that used to be a warming house there that they're looking at closing because they can't afford, the city can't afford the electric and the heat. So I think, you know, as we look at these dollars, we have to make sure that we understand where they're going and what that impact is for the city.
I personally don't have anything against Occupy Lansing. As a matter of fact, I guess I could say I support them in trying to do what they do. But when I saw the numbers, especially some of the numbers, police hours, almost $10,000 it cost, $6,500 for trash removal or cleanup, why didn't they pay for this themselves?
Well, and that's a good question. I think any organization, no matter what we're talking about, has to look at how they are adding to the community, not taking away. And I know that there were a number of things that they helped with and did in the community, and even as far as talking to people about our fire and police millage. But when you start taking those dollars away from the community, then I think there's an issue. And if when you talk to them later, they're willing to pay the city for it or work some way to do that, then I think that's fantastic. But again, I think we as a city have to make sure that what we do for Occupy Lansing, that we translate that into something so that another group that might come forward doesn't say that we treated one group better than another.
Should Mayor Virge Bonero have waived the city ordinance that prohibited camping overnight in city parks?
Well, I think he should have looked at, again, some of the cost. I mean, he has a budget in his office, and whether he was willing to use $20,000 of his budget to help pay for this, that's his prerogative. But when we're taking $20,000 out of the general fund right now, I think that, you know, that is critical, especially when we look at some of the other services and the things that are lacking. We recently had a snowstorm. We had limbs down. There were out there for a number of days, and we were told that they weren't going to be paying overtime to have those taken care of. $20,000 could have cleaned up the neighborhoods a lot faster.
In a story, and I saw the story on the MERS newsletter, Mayor Bonero's executive assistant, Randy Hannon, told MERS that Occupy Lansing offered to repay some of the costs, but that the group also told MERS that they didn't have the money to do so. The mayor also recently accused the city council of not taking the city's precarious finances seriously. How would you respond to that?
Well, I mean, here's an example of how he's looking at the city financing. Again, you have the mayor's assistant, who this year were We were laying off police and fire, received a $21,000 raise. You have the mayor with his own budget that could have paid for Occupy Lansing. And I think, you know, when you're casting stones, you better watch where they fall.
So $20,000, it's actually $20,081. Where's that money going to come from? And did anyone drop the ball when Occupy Lansing first made itself known that they were going to be here? Should planning for how much this was going to cost have taken place then?
Well, I believe it should have, but again, what council was told was this was an executive decision by the mayor's office, and that he was handling it. So at the time, council wasn't aware whether it was going to be 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months.
All right. Well, as always, we contacted Mr. Hannon and the mayor's office. As usual, Carol, we got no response to our emails or phone calls. And whenever topics like this come up, we give them the opportunity to speak for whatever reason they chose not to. What's on your agenda? I know you're usually working on some community-based things. What do you got going for the rest of 2011?
Of course, there's always the issue right now at this particular time with people being concerned about utilities and how to make sure that they can keep those on. We've been lucky with the winter that we've had so far, but we continue to work with Capital Area Community Services to make sure that people are aware of some of the options that we have. The 26th, St. Stephen's is going to start their Kwanzaa celebration. That will be at 4 o'clock, and they're on Kimberly, which is right in back of the AAA insurance company on Grand River.
We had the president of the St. Vincent's, DePaul thrift store on the program this morning. Anything that the city can or will do to help those folks get through their fire? This morning they announced some temporary locations where they're going to get back to work. Is there anything that the city can or will do?
Well, the city has been helping St. Vincent's de Paul for a number of years with their outreach to homeless and to the underprivileged. So we will continue to make sure that we're there to answer their questions, and I'm sure that Triple J, as she's called, Joan Jackson Johnson, will be working very closely with that organization to make sure their issues are taken care of.
Carol Wood is a member of the Lansing City Council. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks so much for your time.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.